Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Friday morning, and a wind chill watch will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 20, staying cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 8. A slight chance for some snow showers throughout Wednesday, staying cloudy with a high of 27, and snow showers likely Wednesday night with a low of 4 below. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 14.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go back up to Washington County in the northern portion of the state of Kansas, as the cleanup continues with the Keystone Oil Pipeline that spilled over 600,000 gallons of oil just a week ago. As according to the TC Energy, more than 6,900 barrels of oil have been recovered from the spill that happened. Overall, just over 14,000 barrels were spilled in the accident. KWCH News reports that the cleanup efforts continued throughout the weekend, where the company indicated that the response personnel are now on the scene. It exceeds 400 members that include the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with the U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. The investigation on the incident continues. In other news, the Kansas Department of Education has reported the number of students that have been out more than 10% of the school year due to absentees year over year, showing in the 2021 school year, absentees totaled near 24.5% of the total students in the state. Mid-America Network News.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom design boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Nicollet.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
47-year-old Eldrick Scott made his first appearance in a Nebraska court on Friday afternoon after the disappearance of an Omaha woman, as the Topeka man has been formally charged with the kidnapping of Carrie Allen. WIBW reports that he's also facing a count of being an accessory to a felony. The judge has set his bond to $10 million. Allen has been missing since before Thanksgiving, and authorities have revealed that no information regarding potential leads on her whereabouts. Scott was arrested in Belize last week, and if convicted, the kidnapping charges carry a sentence of up to life in prison, while the accessory count has a sentence of up to 2 years. In other news, a property owner of a motorhome in central Kansas is injured after an explosion that happened on Saturday morning. KSN News reports the event happened after the report from the Barton County Fire Department when they say the metal shop was on fire that had a motorhome inside. They say the cause of the fire was due to an explosion from the motorhome, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. The owner of the building was injured and was flown to a Wichita hospital for burn treatment. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of four new select Michelin winter passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the holidays officially here, many may be seeing a bit of a quote-unquote shopping hangover after the holidays with how much money was spent during the holiday season. But the good news is the gas prices have been slowly on the decline, and they may stay that way for a while as well. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that AAA has released their latest report on gas prices, showing overall gas prices are at a near 15-month low, with the national average sitting at $3.18 a gallon. Nebraska's average right now at $2.94. And while that may be good, many economic experts are concerned about the amount of money that was spent during holiday shopping from leftover COVID-19 relief funds.
We knew at the onset of this holiday season it would be anything but typical. What's causing that, I think, is that there has been gains in both jobs and wages, and there's still the availability to use the backlog of savings, although it's dwindling.
That audio from KSNV, local channel 4, Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Democratic Committee met Thursday and nominated Ruth Martin to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring as Register of Deeds. Martin has served as Deputy Register and worked in the Marshall County office these past several years. She will assume the remainder of the term through 2024 if approved by the governor. Public Works Administrator presented Marshall County Commissioners with a public notice of a proposed vacation of a county road in Bigelow Township. That is scheduled Monday, December 27th at 9 a.m. Public Works has been working with Temps Disposal in regards to a change in the way the county does recycling. Currently, Marysville, Axtell, Frankfort, and Valley Heights own their own recycling trailers that are being pulled and disposed of by the county recycling coordinator. Some of the trailers are not in the best of shape, and the entities are having issues insuring them. Temps will buy 4 recycling trailers to put at the locations, making recycling available 24/7, and the county will pay a monthly rental fee and will pay for each time the trailer is dumped. This will eliminate the Saturday morning recycling drop-off. Commissioners agreed to move forward with the plan. Washington County commissioners discussed miscommunication about ambulance services being shut down if they go countywide. A decision as to how to move forward has not been finalized. It was suggested a board be established to recommend an oversight person for the 4 ambulance services. Funding and staffing remain to be decided. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed a request to list phone numbers and/or emails on the county website for planning and zoning members. There had been some constituents who tried to find the numbers and were unable. A motion to that effect died for lack of a second after board members noted they had no negative feedback currently, and the chair does a good job being point of contact. Another similar motion failed 2-5. Planning and Zoning postponed the meeting on solar regulations until January to review a request by the public present at the planning meeting and hearing held December 6th. 2 drivers at the GP plant north of Blue Rapids got into an altercation Friday, resulting in arrest of the pair and a lockdown at the plant. A man and woman reportedly were involved near the front gate, and authorities had received a call that the woman was coming from Marysville with a shotgun, which she apparently pointed at the man. They were arrested, and charges have not been filed as yet. The two were not associated with the Georgia Pacific plant, which was locked down for safety of employees who gathered at a safe area until authorities arrived. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office took a report of theft by deception. An unknown person posing as an individual's granddaughter requested payment of several $1,000s in cash for bond money. It was determined this was a scam and involved a man and woman posing as a granddaughter and her attorney. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds Tuesday, December 20th, is deadline for payment of 2022 first half property taxes, which may be paid in person at the Treasurer's Office at most local banks, by mail, or online at marshallcoks.org. Taxpayers reminded to include their payment stubs. Tuesday, December 20th, deadline for property tax payments. Ernest F. McKeever, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Beatrice, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Ernest McKeever. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart. Henry W. Coolman, age 93, of Lynn, passed away December 11th. Private memorial services will be held at a later date, with an E.L. Swenson Rook funeral home in charge of arrangements for Henry Coolman. Dr. Richard E. Bramlage, age 74, passed away December 15th. Funeral arrangements pending, with Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Dr. Richard Bramlage. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna casserole, cornbread, winter blend, and cherries. Tomorrow, cheeseburger soup, meadow cheese sandwich, relish, peaches, and cinnamon roll cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need health insurance? NECAP, Inc. can help. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15. Call Michaela Clock at 785-742-2222, extension 170, to make your appointment today. Or go online at kansascares.org.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Friday morning, and a wind chill watch will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Friday afternoon. Conditions staying drier today before a large cold front will start to move through on Wednesday. Temperatures will start to stay cooler throughout the rest of this week before warming up throughout the weekend. The system will bring very chilly temperatures, snow showers, and gusty winds. For today, staying sunny with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Snow showers will begin throughout Wednesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And cooling down rapidly throughout Wednesday night, snow showers likely staying cloudy with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Northeast winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. More snow showers likely throughout Thursday, cloudy with our highs just above and below zero. And clearing up Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this date 66. The average low 22 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:07. It's 14 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Shop Elsie Grace's gift shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's gift shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Is it too late for the pack to be back? And the Greek Freak has a monster of a game. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Looking to salvage their microscopic playoff hopes, the Packers hosted the Rams to close out week 15 of the NFL. Third quarter, the Packers' A.J. Dillon gave his team an 11-point lead on the defending Super Bowl champs. Later in the quarter, Aaron Rodgers tossed his only touchdown of the game to extend the lead.
Jones motions wide to the left. Quick toss, Jones, left side, gets a block from Watson, cuts it back, end zone, touchdown!
The call on WRNW, one Aaron to another. Aaron Jones' touchdown made it 24-6. Green Bay would go on to defeat L.A. 24-12. The best in the NBA East Bucks were in New Orleans to face the Pelicans. Early fourth quarter, Giannis having a big game, extended Milwaukee's lead to 14.
Giannis with a head full of steam, splits through two defenders and lays it in.
The call on WTMJ, the Greek Freak scored 42 and pulled down 10 rebounds. Final score, Milwaukee 128, New Orleans 119. Continuing with the NBA, the Sixers won their fifth straight thanks to Tobias Harris in overtime.
8 on the clock. Got to get into this set here. Harden outside right to the corner. Harris, three-point shot, bottom.
nailed it. Clutch Trey.
The call on WPEN. Harris gave Philadelphia a 104-101 lead with that three ball, and that was the final. For the first time since being traded in the offseason, Donovan Mitchell faced his former team, the Jazz, in Cleveland. Mitchell gave his team a 20-point cushion in the third, beating the shot clock on this drive.
Mitchell picks it up, five on the clock, four on the clock. Mitchell, two on the clock, into the lane. Crow steps to the basket, laid it in as the shot clock went off. Donovan Mitchell.
The call on WTAM. The Cavs win easily, 122-99. Mitchell scoring 23. Around the association, Luka Doncic and Jason Kidd were ejected from their game late in the third quarter. The Mavs lost to the Timberwolves, 116-106. The Suns routed the Lakers, 130-104. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Monday night basketball action and girls play. Hanover took Diller O'Dell 59-42 and Frankfort beat Blue Valley 68-39. In boys play, Hanover trimmed Diller O'Dell 61-46 while Blue Valley held off Frankfort 61-43. Tuesday night tip-off, Sachs still home to Linden. Lynn tips off at Blue Valley and Centralia travels to Wetmore.
This holiday season, get your hands on a toy for that grown adult on your list. Crown Over Auto Sales has Massimo mini Jeeps, UTVs, and mini bikes in stock and ready to get that fun going. Add to the excitement and speed as Crown Over has go-karts and mini Jeeps $200 off until the end of the year. Happy holidays from Crown Over Auto Sales, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, December the 20th. Here's a look at your Ag News with the Steckline Report.
We've been waiting with bated breath, friends, concerning the possible railroad strike that has loomed in front of us for the past several months. We thought we had it whipped back a few weeks ago, and then it raised its ugly head again because two or three of the unions didn't go for it. In any event, it was struck down, the strike was, by the people in Washington. There were very few folks that were not in favor of stopping this strike, except, of course, the people that were involved in it. So the Senate voted 80-15 to stop it. Didn't know we had the authority to do it, but we do. And it's all over one issue. And it's a big issue, I'm sure, for the folks that work for the railroads. It's called paid sick leave. They wanted it. They didn't get it yet. I don't know if they'll ever get it. But in any event, enough backing in Washington to get that baby shut down, and there is no strike. Now, that could have had a tremendous effect on agriculture for the principal reason of moving our products. We already have problems moving it on the waters because we don't have enough water. We don't need that problem. So, with that, the publication of that final rule goes into effect January the 6th. Will ensure complete reporting of contractual information and volumes purchased against the contracts, including supplemental information on cattle requirements, associated schedules of premiums, discounts, delivery dates, and all that kind of stuff. Everything that a guy needs to know in the market business. That's this Steckline report.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/FraudWatch Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
In light of the disruptions in beef packing that occurred as a result of the global pandemic in 2020, policy and announcements that followed indicated that some in the industry planned for packing expansions. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Lee Scholes, a livestock economist out of Iowa State University, says that many of those strategic plans may have changed.
In the last couple of years, there's been a lot of publicly announced plans for beef packing capacity additions. First, we got to remember that projects of this size, they take a lot of time. And a lot of these publicly announced plans for additions really even predate the Biden administration committing $1 billion of American Rescue Plan funds to this expansion of independent processing capacities. According to reports, maybe about 20,000 head per day of possible expansions. That's quite a bit when we realize we slaughter about 125,000 a day. Now, realizing that some of these planned additions have already been paused indefinitely. Others that are still in the works have changed some timelines. Some probably will not come to fruition, and probably some new projects that we're not even talking about now will materialize.
Scholes explained some of the specific challenges facing these expansions this year.
Building material prices have increased almost 40% if you compare back to 2020. Interest rates have started to increase, and there's anticipation that we'll see further increases. And labor is extremely tight. So I think there's a lot of factors that are impacting packers' interest in additions right now. Then you also have to look at the cattle supply. You know, there's forecasts over the next 2 years, we could see a 10% decline in cattle numbers. And so, you know, as you look at the availability of cattle and the price of those cattle, I think that factors into decisions about packing capacity additions as well.
He shares that he wouldn't be surprised to see some small expansions come to fruition, but that different circumstances exist for small and large packing facilities.
Each one of those additions, and that's small or large, you know, I think if they follow through, is really given the condition of each situation. So I'm always hesitant to give some blanket statements here, right? I indicated in the discussion that, you know, there's a lot of factors that have changed over the last couple of years, and I think that's impacting some decisions here. But there's certainly going to be some plants that follow through, realizing that there's a lot of small plants out there that slaughter roughly one head per day. That's not a lot of what publicly announced additions that I'm talking about. It's more of the large plants that we've heard news of coming online. That's very few plants, but they do slaughter a big part of the cattle out there.
Once again, that was Iowa State University livestock economist Lee Scholes. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will be closed for Christmas. They will have a sale on Thursday, December 29th, and are accepting early consignments. Their next sale at Marysville Livestock, next Thursday, December 29th.
Weather can change abruptly this time of year, but we've never seen anything like Illinois' sudden change day. That story in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone in your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 20th, the 354th day of the year. Actor Jonah Hill has a birthday, and it's the 186th anniversary of one of the most brutal temperature drops ever experienced. Oral histories in Illinois refer to it as the Sudden Change Day or Cold Tuesday. December 20th of 1836 began as a mild one, but around noontime, a 70-mile-per-hour wind sent the temperature plummeting from 40 degrees to zero in a matter of moments. Those who lived through it said the change was almost instantaneous. Stories were told of chickens frozen in their tracks, men frozen to their saddles, and waves frozen solid in ponds, just as the gale had formed them. It's one of the most remarkable stories of weather extremes in American history. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 14 degrees. A chilly high around 20 on tap today. And look out, winter weather advisories in effect. The remainder of the week could be some snow moving in, blowing snow, blizzard conditions, and dangerously cold wind chills through week's end.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After winning the Big 12 football championship, the Kansas State Wildcats have been on the road for their 19-stop championship trophy tour that began last week as they are on the last stretch of that coming into today. As their final stops include Garden City, Liberal, and Dodge City throughout the day today, as they have been touring across the state of Kansas for the opportunity for fans to be able to take photos with the trophy. Head coach Chris Kleiman said, "We can't thank our fans enough as our crowds were electric all season and created an unbelievable atmosphere in Arlington. We were playing for them as much as we are playing for each other, and we are excited to share this championship with them." Other stops that have been throughout the tour over the last week included Great Bend, Hutchinson, Wichita, and Emporia, along with numerous locations in Manhattan, Concordia, Marysville, and Atchison, Chanute, Topeka, Kansas City, Salina, Hayes, and Colby. Today, you can see the trophy in Garden City at the Southwind Golf and Dining between 8 and 10 a.m., in Liberal at the Old Chicago between noon and 2, and the Boot Hill Distillery in Dodge City from 4 to 6.
The Hanover Wildcats sweep the Griffins of Diller O'Dell here on Monday night action as the girls were victorious 59-42, boys victorious 61-46. In the girls action, they were led by Hannah Juneman with 15, 10 points also from Macy Hawley. Diller O'Dell was led in 18 points by Leah Weirs, but she fouled out with 4:15 left to play in the game as that is all she wrote for the Griffins. Griffins dropped to 4-3 on the year as the Lady Wildcats move on to 5-0. In the boys' matchup, they were led in part by Josh Jarbanicki. He had 18 points. Chase Brin also pitched in 15 as all starters scored for the Wildcats, including 9 off the bench. For Diller O'Dell, they were led by Cooper Morgan with 17 and Caden Sutton, who had 12, but it wasn't enough as the Hanover Wildcats pulled away 61-46 victorious. Hanover now moves to 4-1 on the season as Diller O'Dell moves to 3-4. Next contest for the Wildcats will be the 3rd of January at Lynn. Reporting for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blaski.
Monday night basketball action in girls play. Hanover took Diller O'Dell 59-42 and Frankfort beat Blue Valley 68-39. In boys play, Hanover trimmed Diller O'Dell 61-46, while Blue Valley held off Frankfort 61-43. Tuesday night tip-off, Sac still home to Linden. Lynn tips off at Blue Valley, and Centralia travels to Wetmore.
There's a place I like to go where I can hear the cotton grow. Midnight train whistles blow, dozen miles down the road. All I really have to do is just be still. Here's the place I love to be. Mama, daddy, my sister and me. First time I ever saw the beach. Back to 19.